Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. How many times do we hear from buyers, "Oh, things are in such turmoil, we're not doing nothing"? Now, most of us will go one of two ways. The hardcore sales pros will see this as a challenge and go for broke. They will focus on the urgency and try to push through the resistance. This can really hurt relationships, though, especially if this is a former client or a big fan. The second approach is what I outlined in the post, which are low-cost ways to serve that will keep us top of mind. The big dilemma with that, though, is that some folks will gratefully accept the free stuff, think that's enough for now, but never look to us when it's time to hire an outsider. So here's how I assess when to keep the free help flowing and when to move into pitch mode. First up, frequency. When someone comes to me often, instead of shutting them down, I'll ask this question. You know, you've come to me several times now, and I'm so happy that my help has assisted you when you need it most. What I'm wondering, though, is if you need ongoing support. Now, not to discourage them from reaching out, but to show that they're returning is a sign of a bigger issue. Sometimes when folks experience help that could be gone, they find a way to continue. Another signal, focus. When someone tells me about an issue that's a top priority or getting a lot of attention, this can't be solved with general information or our short conversations. My approach? Ask about current efforts. What exactly are they doing in this area? And if there's any way my work fits in with what they're doing already, I point that out. Here's why. Sometimes buyers get so caught up in solving the problem, they don't see the help right in front of them. If they are devoting resources to this challenge or goal anyway, it's not a stretch for us to get a share of that budget. The common denominator here? Attention. When a buyer is paying a lot of attention to something, it usually means it's a priority. And most priorities have resources attached to them. When we make that connection for them, our decision makers can make the switch easier. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.